Red Queen, written by Juan Gomez Jurado, translated from the Spanish by Nick Kaster, read for you by Scott Brick. An Interruption. Antonia Scott allows herself to think of suicide no more than 3 minutes a day. To other people, 3 minutes might seem a negligible amount of time. Not to Antonia. You could say her mind has plenty of horsepower, but Antonia's head isn't a sports car engine. You could say it's capable of many data processing cycles, and yet Antonia's mind isn't a computer. Antonia's mind is more like a jungle full of monkeys leaping at full speed from limb to limb. Many monkeys and many things swinging past one another in midair, baring their fangs. That's why, in 3 minutes, eyes closed, sitting barefoot on the floor, legs crossed, Antonia is capable of calculating the speed at which her body would hit the ground if she jumped from the window in front of her, the number of milligrams of propofol required to enjoy eternal rest, how long and at what temperature she would need to be submerged in an icy lake for hypothermia to stifle her heartbeats. In those 3 minutes, Antonia plans a way to get hold of a controlled substance like propofol, bribing a nurse, and finds out where the nearest icy lake is at this time of year, Laguna Negra in Soria. She prefers not to think about jumping from her loft, because the skylight is quite narrow, and she suspects the disgusting food served in the hospital cafeteria has gone straight to her hips. The 3 minutes when she thinks about how to kill herself are her 3 minutes. They're sacred. They're what keep her sane. That is why she really, really doesn't like it when, 3 floors below, strange footsteps interrupt her ritual. It's not one of her neighbors. She would recognize the way they climb the stairs. And it's Sunday, so it can't be a delivery man. Whoever it is, Antonia is sure they're coming for her. And she likes that even less. Part 1. John. "Well, in our country," said Alice, still panting a little, "you'd generally get to somewhere else if you ran very fast for a long time, as we've been doing." "A slow sort of country," said the Queen. "Now, here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that." Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass. 1. A Mission. John Gutierrez doesn't like stairs. It's not a question of aesthetics. These stairs are old. He saw the building dates from 1901. They creak and are bowed in the middle after 119 years of use, but they are solid, well looked after, and varnished. There's not much light. The 30-watt bulbs dangling from the ceiling only accentuate the shadows. As John climbs, from under the apartment doors, he hears foreign voices, exotic smells, strange music played on strange instruments. After all, this is Lavapiés in Madrid, and it's Sunday evening, and it's close to dinner time. But none of this is what upsets John about these stairs. He's used to struggling with things from the last century. He lives with his mother, with dark places, he's gay, and with foreigners whose incomes are suspect and whose legal situation is equally suspect. John is a police inspector. What John hates about stairs is having to climb them. "Goddamned old buildings," John thinks. Not that John is fat. Inspector Gutierrez's chest is barrel-shaped with arms to match. Inside them, although this isn't obvious, are the muscles of an Arihachot Salier, a Basque rock lifter.